Everything's just right.
What do the tariffs mean in these trade wars? Now, that depends largely on who you ask. The drop on the Dow of 800 points a couple of days ago, people said, well, that's tariff concerns. A sign of a slowing economy and problems and a tariff battle with China. Yet, on the other side, there are people that say, wait a second, tariffs are creating jobs and boosting the GDP. One CPA's updated economic model says more than 2 million jobs have been created. So who do you believe? Well, I like to be an optimist, so let's go with our next guest, Jeff Ferry, Research Director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Jeff, good to have you here.
Thanks very much for having me, Steve. Good morning.
So tell me about your research, your modeling, and what you're finding as a result of these tariffs.
Yes, we think the evidence is pretty clear that tariffs are helping to stimulate the U.S. economy. We've seen thousands of commitments to hire new folks and actual hiring going on in industries like steel, aluminum, and solar panels. And we see that that hiring and that investment around the country is feeding through to local and regional economies and stimulating economic growth. And as you said, the economy is on track this year to create 2 million jobs, including 300,000 more manufacturing, 300,000 manufacturing jobs in 12 months, which is more than we've seen for many, many years. So there's a lot of economic growth being caused by the tariffs.
So you look at this growth, you look at what's happening in the different industries. Now, I'll give you an example of one place that I'm told that it's not working. I frequent gun stores because I like them, and safes, big safes that you store guns in, the price of which has gone up, I'm told, because of tariffs, and the sale of safes has slowed down. What other industries are being affected negatively, in your estimation, other than safe manufacturers?
So I think that there's that the negative effects of tariffs are blown out of all proportion by the media. I mean, it's true that the price of steel has gone up by some 20% over the summer. It's now actually starting to drift back down, and the amount of steel in a car, in an airplane, in a gun has a very small effect on the total price. People sometimes like to point their finger at that, but you know, I think the best example is the car industry. People said, "Oh, the price of steel is going to go up, and that's going to hit the auto industry." Well, auto prices have gone up 0.5% in the last 12 months. So there's been no noticeable effect. In fact, autos are a downward force on inflation, not an upward force. And
so
that's
one
because
half
the
of
auto companies are able to absorb those costs.
Yeah, one half of 1% increase is what you're saying. I mean, that's pretty negligible.
Yeah, less than 1% in new cars.
Right.
And you know, so essentially what's happening is the tariff goods have risen in price, but those price increases are in most cases being absorbed through the supply chain and not affecting consumer prices. And you can see that in the consumer price index. It is very stable. The only thing you really notice about consumer prices at the moment is that gasoline prices have shot up over the first, you know, 9-10 months of this year. Now they're starting to come back. But still, energy prices are the big problem on the inflation front. Nothing else, nothing related to tariffs is causing an inflation problem. Now, if you say guns have risen in price, I mean, I'm not familiar with that market. That could be the case. But, you know, I don't know I have a rough idea what a gun costs, and the amount of steel in that gun, I mean, what is there, $12 of steel in a gun?
Yeah, to be clear, I was referring to the safe. Not the gun itself, the safe.
Oh, I see that. Right. And so the safe business, the nail business, there are a couple of businesses that have had trouble because they rely to a very large extent on steel. But, you know, those businesses apply to maybe 300 employees. Meanwhile, steel mills are announcing projects one after another. Each one of them is going to hire 300, 400, or 500 people.
Well, let me ask you this. Jeff Ferry here, Research Director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Here's the question, Jeff, as you look at the future, as you look at the playing field, because the goal here, I believe, for the president is to push these tariffs into place, threaten bigger tariffs, and then back off tariffs altogether. I think he has made it clear that he would prefer to have no tariffs at all. And so what happens to the economy if we push forward on tariffs and then there's a pullback? Does that add extra fuel to the economic fire that's burning so brightly here already?
I think that we've had great economic growth this year of over 3%, and the goal is to have that continue next year. Now, as to how the tariff game plays out, you know, you've got to remember that last year we ran a $370 billion deficit with China. That's $370 billion worth of funds that went to China to buy goods that really we should be making in this country. Not all of them, but most of them. Because, frankly, to use the economist's favorite word, comparative advantage, China has a comparative advantage in very little. What they have is cheap labor and a government willing to subsidize industries for billions of dollars. We should be making a lot of those products. So the goal here is to get U.S. industry to revive, and it has started to revive, and manufacture more of our own goods and get China to buy more of our own goods and get that huge $375 billion number closer to zero. And if we can do that, that will stimulate this economy, and then you can, as you say, start to remove the tariffs.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is important.
You know, in January, or is that going to happen a year later? I don't know.
Well, this is important, Jeff, and I want to get to this. You know, Paul Krugman, the economist, Nobel laureate, which I say with tongue in cheek, but the Nobel laureate, predicted that if Trump got elected, the finances of this country would be in ruin, the economy would be in ruin, it would never recover. You've got other pessimistic predictions coming from economists all over the place saying that the tariffs are going to create huge problems, destroy the economy. Why all the pessimism? Why the predictions of doom and gloom when they just don't pan out?
I think economists are defending their own game. They want to be government advisors. They've got their little theories, which, frankly, I believe are divorced from the real world. I am an economist, and I think, you know, I've said before, when all economists agree about something, that invariably means they're wrong. They are wrong. Paul Krugman is wrong about this. He's trying to apply his theories. He's a master of algebra. His algebra is very interesting for those of us who like math, but it does not apply to the real world.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to the real world. So give me your economic prognostication for 2019. Are you an optimist?
Yes, I am an optimist. I think we've got a number of things going for us in terms of growth. We've got a good climate set by the federal government for continued economic growth. I think the tariffs will help. I actually do think we'll implement more tariffs in January on more Chinese goods, and there'll be more crying and complaining, and the stock market will continue to be volatile. But you know what? A 25% tariff on $200+ billion of Chinese goods is going to stimulate production in the United States. It's going to stimulate companies move production out of China. And I think that's ultimately good for the United States.
All right. Well, I hope you're right. And I hope your optimism is well placed. Jeff, a good conversation. Good to have you here.
Thanks very much, Steve. Thanks for the opportunity.
There you have it. Jeff Ferry, he is the research director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. It's 41 after on this Thursday. I want to make sure you get your chance to win a brand new $4,000 Wolverine water treatment system. It's a blue line system. I'm giving away as a Christmas gift to some listener of the program here. What you need to do is go to stevegruber.com. Get your free water test. You go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, get your free water test scheduled, and you are then entered to win up to $4,000 worth of a brand new system from Wolverine, the premier water treatment system in Michigan. Think about that. Go to stevegruber.com right now. Again, it's the Wolverine contest button. Get started. We'll be right back.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
You know what your family enjoys, so this year do your holiday shopping at Not Just Guns in Mason. Not Just Guns sells hundreds of new and used guns, as well as ammo, scopes, optics, suppressors, NFA items, AR accessories, and gift cards. Can't find what you're looking for? Not Just Guns will make you a custom order to ensure you get what you want. Don't just shop anywhere this holiday season. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you deserve.
I'm Mike Green, owner of Not Just Guns on Cedar Street and 127 in Mason. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you expect. With years of experience and a passion for firearms, Not Just Guns is easy to get to and even easier to do business with. Come see us on Cedar Street, just off 127. Check us out on the web at notjustguns.com.
Hard to buy for a relative on your list? Gift cards now available at Not Just Guns.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to Steve Gruber.